Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Millions of Americans, including most liberal theologians, have no idea how the Word of God came to man. The average person may not know because he has never bothered to learn, even though he may accept the Bible as the Word of God. He does not know if the Bible writers are solely responsible for its contents, or if there was some kind of cooperation between God and man. Liberal theologians, generally speaking, believe men and men alone decided what the Bible would include. God has no direct responsibility for what the Bible teaches. According to these men, the Bible began with a few simple ideas and developed through the centuries into what it is today. In other words, liberal preachers believe in the evolutionary development of the Word of God, if indeed the Bible can be called the Word of God. What were the views of the men who wrote the Bible? Did they believe they alone invented the messages they claimed came from God? The Bible writers said that they were speaking for God. For example, Paul told the Thessalonians, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing. Because when you received the word of God which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually works in you who believe." 1 Thessalonians 2:13. Other Bible writers, including the prophets of the Old Testament, also believed they were speaking for God. The Apostle Peter approached this subject from both a negative and a positive viewpoint. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scriptures is of any private unloosing or interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1:20 and 21. The expression private interpretation has absolutely nothing to do with interpretation. The expression means unloosing, untying, or releasing. The people who wrote the Bible did not invent the message they proclaimed. The message did not come about of their unloosing or releasing. This truth flies in the face of the contentions of modernistic theologians who argue that the men who provided the Bible for us meditated on God and on the human condition and then decided on their own to write the Bible. If that actually happened, then the men who wrote the various books of the Bible were dishonest. Sometimes theologians call this pious fraud. But fraud by any other name is still fraud. Peter also wrote, "For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man." If it did not come by the will of man, then how did it come? The latter part of the verse explains, "Holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." The Old Testament prophets boldly stated their complete dependence on God for their messages. I have time to give you just a few examples. Have you ever noticed how many times in the first five books of the Bible Moses claimed to be speaking the very words of God? "And the Lord said unto Moses, write these words, for after the tenor of these words have I made a covenant with you and with Israel." Exodus 34:27. Jeremiah made the same bold claim. "Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth." Jeremiah 1:4-5-9. This kind of language is consistent throughout the Old Testament. It is also reflected by the writers of the New. Thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.